Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life, episode 858, What Good is Information? Wow, what a loaded topic. Now, I picked this strange background. It's a AI image that DALL-E 2 made for me. And it was, I think I put in, you know, a mean boss watching the clock or something. So it's an office, looks like a scary office in that green color. And if you're not watching the video, then imagine a sort of otherworldly green color with of an office with people, you know, frantically looking at papers and clocks on the wall. And, you know, it's clearly busy and all kinds of stuff. Information. And then there's the clocks hanging over, you know, all that stuff. So picture that for a minute, because I want to talk about information. In the last three episodes, I talked about how to identify, productize, and monetize your skills, your gifts, your talents, your life experience, and how valuable that is and how possible it is for you right here, right now, to make a living, add good to the world, and have fun. Now I want to talk about what the process of receiving that. Because if all you're selling is information, you're missing a huge opportunity. Now, you may elect to do that, but information by itself isn't very valuable. Let me tell you why. You can find out anything you want to online right now. With the rise of AI, you can manipulate it any way you want to. You can create pictures, weird ones like this, or deep fakes trying to fool or deceive people. Information is free. And I want you to sit on that thought for a minute. If information is free, why do you pay for it? Well, you shouldn't. What you might pay for is someone to gather it and assess it for you. You might pay for someone to catalog it, to collate, you know, to be a librarian for you. You might pay for that because it saves you time. What you're paying for is time. But pure information isn't worth anything. And the reason that it isn't is all the information there is available for anyone online. Now, I used to think that that wasn't true until I watched my wife, my angel, beloved wife, Joy, do research online. She's the best at online research I've ever seen. She can find out anything about anything in just a few minutes. And I don't know how she's able to do that, but it's a skill she's developed. And it proved to me beyond any doubt, information is available, period. So what good is it then? Well, by itself, it doesn't do anything. And here's an interesting observation. You have now 24-hour news channels. When I was growing up, you didn't have that. The news was in the morning, it was at night, and then late at night. It was a half-hour program, maybe 45 minutes or an hour, and then there was late-night comedy. You know, Tonight Show, Johnny Carson, that kind of thing, and I never watched because it was too late for me as a kid. Information, and you got the newspaper when you subscribed to it. And so you read some of that, and you went to school and learned a few things. But information was in short supply, and it was filtered by whoever was giving it to you, whether it was your church or your teachers or your parents. And biased by their opinions. It still is filtered and biased. And it's worse now, it seems to me at least, than it's ever been. If you watch any news channel, it doesn't matter, even though it's available 24/7. It feels like 48/7, right? 48 hours a day. It's just constant, more and more and more, and biased and pushing agendas and everything else. So information is everywhere. They have curated apps on the phone, the news app and the Apple News app and the Microsoft News app and this and that, just everywhere. So what? Mostly what that does is just overload. It's laced with opinion, laced with bias. And because of confirmation bias and our tendency as humans to find things that reinforce our viewpoint, we only take in selective information anyway. the amount of information that goes into our brains is simply overwhelming. And so we have a natural process that filters most of it out and judges it instantaneously and subconsciously, relevant, not relevant, dangerous, a waste of time, and only a very small amount gets in. So what good is information? Well, nothing. It's not good for one single thing unless, and there's a big unless, and we'll get into that as we go along. This is the first part of a three-part series, 858, 859, and 860. Information, transformation is going to be part two, and integration is part three, because information by itself is useless unless it does something, unless it means something. Other than that, it's a waste of time, a waste of your space. You would be better off spending alone space without the input. One of the things this insane information overload has done is it has removed us from being in touch with our own selves, our own feelings. And we live in this superficial world with these momentary attachments and touches and this furious filtering going on according to our biases and what I call our context. The context, you know, when someone says something and then says, oh, so-and-so did this or that, and then someone else says, oh, that was taken completely out of context, meaning whatever happened around it, before it, after it, would completely change the meaning, and because you pulled it out in the middle, out of context, then it is can be made to, you know, be or mean something completely different. You have a context. Your context consists of your be deep beliefs, definitions, experiences, expectations, and perceptions that you have been forming since you were born. That set of beliefs, definitions, experiences, expectations, and perceptions, your be deep, forms what I call your context straitjacket. And those filters that I talked about a minute ago are prominent in taking that insane amount of information, ignoring most of it, and slotting those things that support your context, your view of the world, your thought about what is good, bad, available, not available, possible, should happen, shouldn't happen. It all comes in, and priority is given to those things because of our filtering system that already agree with what you know. Well, that makes it even worse, because that's like I wear glasses that only let in a certain color of light, and so that color is all I see. And so then I assume my be deep is that the world is green, like this color behind me. When the truth is, if I took my lenses off, it's white, meaning the blend of all the colors, right? The rainbow, Roy G. Biv, red, indigo, red, orange, yellow. Let's see, red, orange, yellow, blue, green, indigo, violet, right? All right, so I think that's right. That's the real color, all of the colors. And when we wear those filters, we miss a lot. Today's lesson or conversation about how you can create your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy is talking about the information we have, how to be selective on purpose, not accidentally, not only with information that supports your existing thoughts and biases, but that allows you to grow. Because if you're living your ultimate life right now, by ultimate life, I mean you wake up every day on fire with a purpose. You love your life. You love your purpose. You have prosperity all over the place in relationships and money, and you're in pure joy every day. If you're living that way, then you already know what I'm talking about because you're already doing all or some of it. If that's you, I'd love to talk to you because I love interviewing for this podcast and for my LA Talk radio show people who have done the work to create that ultimate life. I love people who have done the work to create that ultimate life dearly and deeply. I love them. And I want to feature you on a show. I want you to be able to tell your story. I want you to be able to share your journey. I want you to be able to share your insights and wisdom and invite people to join you. I love doing that. My commitment, as you know, is to help 250 million people this year. not in my life, but this year, to what? To discover who they really are, to unleash their authentic selves, if I'm using buzzwords, right? To see your own true divinity and capability beyond those lenses of limitation, beyond those context straitjackets. So that's my goal. And this information transformation integration series is really in support of that. So we now know to start with, and you knew it already, information is everywhere. Most of it is useless. It's laced with opinion. And there's so much of it, we can't hardly get away from it. You know, it moves closer and closer. Our watches and our cell phones and television and news stations and glaring billboards and people chattering and gossip and everything is just flooding us with that. And we have lost touch with ourselves and lost touch with the ability to separate, think clearly and critically, to meditate, to connect with the divine, and do all things that allow us to filter and organize correctly so that it serves us, so that we can be of service to others. So the next part, now that we've established that, is how do we filter? How do we filter? Right now, our natural filtering is according to that BD, what we already believe, our own definitions already, experiences we've had, our expectations about what's possible and not, and our perceptions, how we perceive others and attitudes and world trends and politics and religion and everything else. So that be deep is your filter right now, and it operates automatically and powerfully unless you critically examine it. And that's this part. If you want information to be useful, then turn off your phone regularly on time. Take time to turn off the phone, disconnect from the TV, and be by yourself. Learn to meditate. And that may sound weird to you, but I can tell you, you can't reach your ultimate life unless you learn to be alone with yourself comfortably, quietly, at peace, search your soul. I call it meditation. You can call it whatever you want. But learning that skill is essential to having purpose, prosperity, and joy that's lasting. That doesn't mean you can't go out and make money. I know lots of people have made a lot of money and been miserable. So do you. I was one of them. Maybe you were too. So learning to filter, the first step is disconnecting regularly so you have time. Time to think. A couple of books that I've read, one's called Time to Think, and another one's called More Time to Think. And this isn't a book review, so I'm not going to talk about them. And I just thought the titles were interesting. You got to create that time for yourself. I would recommend immediately today starting a meditation practice. And if you don't even know how, it doesn't matter. Sit quietly by yourself and gradually allow the mind to slow down and thoughts to just disappear. The next step after learning to slow down is learn to question. Learn to question everything. Not because you're trying to be a skeptic or be hard to get along with or anything else, but what you are trying to do is be clear about what really is going on in yourself and around you, because all that information comes with bias and opinion. Some of it's intentional and some of it's just because that's how we are as humans. So when we create a habit of slowing down, disconnecting, and creating space, we have the ability to think rationally or critically about things and to just ask questions. Is that really true? How would I know if it were true or not? What do I need to look at or think? What if the opposite is true? Not angrily, not emotionally, but just what if the opposite is true? Is there a bias in this information? Does the source of this information have a point of view or a bias that they're pushing? And yes or no? And these questions are best done, you know, without the drama. They are, you know, that doesn't help. That just is confirmation bias. So if you learn to slow down and just think about things critically, and I don't mean criticism in terms of bad, but I just mean in a focused way, like what's happening here? What is real and what is not? And one of the big questions is, does this even matter? Does it even matter? We are presented with so much information, and it may be exactly true and without bias, and maybe it doesn't matter to us. It doesn't affect what we're trying to create or who we're trying to be in the world. And so our ability to cut hugely is really important. Filter. One way to filter, like I said, is disconnect, turn off stuff. Another way to filter is develop a test. Does this matter? Why does it matter? Is it important? Can I do anything about it? You know, if, like, I'll give you an example. One of the big things being talked about a lot in many venues is climate change. We've all experienced some degree of that effect. There's disagreement about what causes it, and who cares? We've all seen it. Now, there is big assertions that it's all man-made, and we're wrecking the planet, and we're going to all boil to death when we raise another 0.2 of a degree or something. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't even know how to know if that's true. I have read but don't understand all the science. I understand the carbon cycle and which things trap heat and all that stuff. You probably do too. Here's what the point is. The doom and gloom about the imminent demise of the planet due to climate change, I can't fix. I can't fix people's apocalyptic descriptions. I can't fix people who riot or get angry. I can't fix belligerent people who ignore it and, you know, blatantly do stuff. What can I do? Well, I can recycle. I can make conscious choices about product purchases. I can look for appliances that are, you know, more efficient. There are a set of things that I can do. And after that, I'm done. I commit to doing the things that make sense, that are within my purview, and then I can let all the rest of it go. I can then decide if I want to take an active part in a city council meeting or an initiative that's going to create some change in the community, because that's something I can do. But to sit awash in all of the rancor on all the sides of that issue or any issue does not increase my creativity. It doesn't increase my peace and happiness. And it also doesn't do jack about fixing the problem. So that small example with a big problem, climate change, is the same with any problem. So we have, in the United States at least, I live in Canada now, but in the U.S., a big hoopla about systemic racism and those kinds of things. A lot of rancor. I just watched with the primaries that were held recently in some of the states, some news anchors on different channels just spew vitriol, blaming, generalizing, lambasting people of all kinds. And I thought, in this very same vein, I can't fix anybody else's opinion. I can't fix that news anchor's ridiculous, inflammatory comments that won't solve anything or fix anything. It's just name calling. What can I do? Well, I can make sure I live in love. I can make sure I just treat every person with respect and dignity and love. I can take advantage of opportunities to learn. So, for example, with respect to that race issue in the U.S., after George Floyd was killed, I took advantage of a mastermind to participate in for a few months where those issues were frankly discussed. I've had clients of color, and I've gone into deep discussions with them to learn so I can understand all these things and many other things. It doesn't matter, but I took the actions I could take to learn, to educate myself, and to be the kind of person I wanted to be. And that is my contribution. Well, I can do all that without drama. I can do all that without feeling apocalyptic or anything else. And again, if the community or my voting options give me a chance to create some change I think is good, I can participate. But I can do all of that without the rancor and the drama that takes away my creativity and takes away my ability to think clearly and to be loving and kind. So that is all part of filtering. It is, that's the first part. And then taking the action that you can. Okay? And that's what information is good for. And that moves into the transformation piece, which is going to be in the next episode. Because then I took that information and I made conscious choices. What can I do with this that's of value? Fretting doesn't solve anything. Getting upset doesn't solve anything. So if you're going to take any information in, is it of value? What can I do with it? How can I add good to the world? How can I make something better? One of the big problems that people run into when they start filtering is that FOMO feeling. FOMO stands for fear of missing out. You get the idea that if you don't or I don't stay on top of the latest trends in music, fashion, opinion, voting, somebody's lawsuits, investigations, you know, all, if I don't stay right on top of that, I'm somehow less than. That is simply not true. In fact, you are more than. And here's why. When I or you participate in the heightened emotional state that comes with any of these issues where there's lots of different opinions, it reduces my ability to create change. It reduces my ability to be something myself. And it reduces my ability to engage in constructive dialogue and processes. So, for example, when the Ukrainian war broke out a couple of years ago, Joy, whose maiden name is Bondarenko, and her dad was born in Odessa, you know, this was front and center because that was just a couple of generations ago, her homeland. Okay, so we certainly watched the news to see what was happening, but our immediate conversation went to what can we do? Marching in the streets, screaming at people, getting angry, that didn't do anything. What we could do is Joy immediately started finding Airbnb places in Ukraine that we had never visited and wouldn't be able to now, but she booked some Airbnb places. Why? So we could send some money over there for places we weren't going to visit. Then she went and found some products and services offered by Ukrainian vendors. She thought of that, of course, because she'd been a longtime eBay seller and did a lot of stuff online. She's absolutely masterful at that. So that occurred to her. What can I buy from over there? There were a couple of physical products, but most of them were digital, and we were not expecting them to be delivered. Or if they were, it was, you know, digital delivery and it was easy. Why did we do that? Well, whether we needed the patterns or the things she bought or not, it was about doing what we could with that information that happened. Then, in getting a little deeper, we thought, okay, what else can we do with this information? Sad, terrible, not fair. Wow, freaking out doesn't help. But what we can do is we can, and she did, get involved in the Facebook groups and see what was happening. All this migration was happening out of the country. Millions. And so she volunteered in one of the groups to be a host. So we have now a host. We're a host for a mother and daughter family who've left the country whose father, you know, the husband, father can't leave because of the rules that are in existence. So we've been doing that for almost 2 years. That's something we could do with the information. So the question for today is, what good is information? And the answer is, it's not useful for anything at all. Unless you can filter out what's not important, unless you can consume it without drama or without too long, prolonged drama, something may happen and, you know, it'll create momentary stuff. But then you get to, what can we do? We have to discard what's not relevant, either because I can't do anything about it or it doesn't really matter. We have to get rid of the idea that we're missing out on anything. You're not missing out. You will find and diligently discern what things matter to you in your life inside your ability to act. The last part I want to talk about is the idea that we have to accumulate. We sort of get addicted to this fast-paced 24-hour news cycle. First thing we do is check our emails. You know what? We didn't used to have that. I can remember very clearly because I'm old enough. We didn't, when, you know, first cell phone came out, and there was no smartphone, there was nothing on that. And you didn't even get on email until you got to work. And so the only things that you had to deal with were at a very specific prescribed time. And today we have the idea and we perpetrate the idea that if you're not available 24/7, there's something wrong with you. Well, that's not true. You get to set your boundaries and you get to decide when and how you're available. One of the things that I work with some of my clients is setting those boundaries, because we have this fear of missing out and this addiction to knowing that we need to know everything. We need to be right up to speed right this second, and you don't. You don't. And how I did that is helping them set boundaries. I'm not going to look at email before 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever it is. And I'm going to quit at 5 or 6. And I'm not going to look at all on weekends. Not. And you know what? The business didn't suffer. The world didn't fall apart. Nobody got angry. You know, nothing happened. So we have this nameless fear in us that somehow we're going to be left out or miss out because we haven't stayed totally, you know, tethered. Now, there are exceptions. There was a point in my career during the summer of 2000, but you see, I'm going back 24 years to even find this example, where I was on the governor's staff in the state of California, and California was experiencing electricity shortages, and there were imminent blackouts on every hot day. And because I was the resident expert, the governor's chief of staff gave me a BlackBerry at the time and told me, 24/7, you're on call. Well, that was unusual. It was extreme, and I did it for a period of, you know, the summer, the hottest part, a couple of months. And so that was the understanding, and I didn't have to take the assignment. But if I did, and, I, you know, it was good for my career and everything else, but if I did, then that was the gig. Well, that's unusual and extreme. And I had to go back 25 years to find a situation where it really mattered, because, you know, blackouts, public emergency kind of stuff was threatened every day, and they happened some days. And it wasn't just the blackouts themselves, but the planning and what to do and how to handle the press and all the things that were associated with that drama. But that was 24 years ago. And, you know, there are certain times when that might happen, but it isn't every day and it isn't all the time. We've simply become addicted to the idea that everything's that important, or that we are that important, and we're not, and it isn't. So the point of today, what good is information? It's not good at all unless you filter it, unless you end the overload by channeling what you choose to have, unless you create time to sit quietly every single day, 15, 20 minutes, maybe 10 in the morning, 10 at night, and learn to meditate. I have a book called The Meditation, The Amazing Journey Within. Buy that. Or there's a million free YouTube videos to teach you how to do it. The specific method, you know, pretzel sitting and all, that doesn't matter. What matters is be still, calm your mind, let your heart relax so you can think clearly and connect with silence. Learn to let your mind settle down. At first, that'll be hard and seem crazy, but you'll be able to do it, and the rewards are amazing. Amazing. They're just fabulous. So filter, discard, end. Identify and end the fear of missing out. Identify and end the addiction you have to know everything and to pretend that you are up to speed on all that. You don't need it. It's not related to your worth, and it will wear you out and overwhelm you. So that's how information becomes valuable. And then when you do that and you filter all the stuff, then you keep what's important, and then you make decisions about what to do, not based on the level of noise in the world, but based on what can you do? What can I actually do here about climate change, this war, that injustice, this problem? I can vote if that's appropriate. I can participate in community things. I can clean up my own attitude or language if that's appropriate. There's some things I can do. Those are valuable. And then information becomes valuable. So the glut of infinite information is poison. And these are the filters to make it valuable for you. Next episode, we're going to talk about transformation, which is when you get information, what are you going to do with it? Now, I've talked a lot about just that pervasive information that's out there. But you know what? This applies 100% to all that information you go seeking when you're trying to do something. Another book, another course, another bright, shiny object. You keep thinking that more information is going to solve what bothers you, and it isn't. It's subject to the same things we talked about. What is the value? What can and will I do? Get rid of fear of missing out. Get rid of the addiction to more courses, products. You know, all these programs won't solve anything. And you got to not pretend that the accumulation of information creates anything, because it doesn't. We do that. It's like signing up for a gym and we pretend that's going to get us in shape. Well, not unless you go regularly and do the work. So that's what next episode is going to be about. Check. So your assignment here, check your information habits. Are you creating time to meditate? Are you filtering out information? Are you keeping the drama down? Are you evaluating carefully what's in your power to do? Whether it's about world events or about your own business you're trying to grow and the ultimate life you're trying to create. Ending the overwhelm, being quiet, meditating, considering carefully what you allow in and how much. All those things are critical, important, and necessary tools to help you create your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around, thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart.